Blog Talk Radio.
Coming on Journey of Light, that's Julie. Julianne Cohn is my guest here, as she is each Thursday on the first Thursday of the month. So we are in for a treat here. It only happens once a month now, and Julie's been part of Journey of Light now in the second year, and does she just really has a heart of gold and really, really works with you to connect you to find what you're looking for in your life, the reason that you're calling into the show. So call on in and then press the one on your phone. so we know that you want to speak to Julie, okay? That's all you got to do. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, and I'll come to you in the screening room. I will also bring you up here to speak to Julie, okay? And if you'd like to contact Julie for a private session, her contact information is listed right here on the show page. Phone number, website, so all right here. Phone number, I'll give that out to you. For Julie, so you can call after the show, is 310-795-6575. 310-795-6575. So there you go there. So let's go ahead and let's bring Julie into the show right away. Julie, welcome back to Journey in the Light.
Thank you, Michael. It's so good to be back. I miss doing the shows weekly. But it's a lovely pleasure to be here on the first Thursday each month. And I'd like to just, if I may take a moment, I'd like to talk to everyone for a second about things lost and when they can, where they can be found. There has been a lot of tragedy all over the world, and in personal lives. And sometimes this tragedy doesn't show up to other people, but it could be it shows up for you. And let me give you an example. Let's say you have lost something that your father gave you, and your father is no longer on this plane. The loss is real, but if you touch your heart and you think about the item, it's not the item that has value, it is the place it holds in your heart that you will find the value of any material lost. And I say this to you because people who know me know I'm not about the stuff. I'm really clear on who I am and where I am. So I just wanted to offer that up, and I'd also like to invite everybody to give themselves a break and stop listening to the news. Stop watching it. You don't have to be addicted to it. Watch it once a week, or catch it for the weather report or traffic report, but then let it go. Because what's going on rarely affects one individual. And if it is affecting you, then it's a stressor. And stressors, things that bring stress to us, we can let those things go. Nothing in our lives is going to change except we won't have stress. And that means we're healthier. So I'd like to just say to everybody, stay blessed, not stressed, and remember that when you reflect upon a lost item or even an individual, if you put your hands on your heart and remember it and think about how you felt, you're bringing them into present moment and they are with you. And that said, Michael, do we have any callers?
Yes, let's go to the phone lines here and let's go to our first call, area code 267. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna. How are
you? Hi. I'm okay, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. It's really rainy down here.
Oh,
but,
I wish I could send some sunshine.
I just wanted to ask you, I don't know, today I was feeling like a little bit lost. I don't know if it's the rain. I don't know what's going on, but, well, me and my husband have split up. It's been a year ago, and I'm over it and everything.
Is this the anniversary?
Excuse me?
Is this the anniversary? Is this your anniversary of parting?
No, it's not. Actually, it was in July, and I really am over it. It you know, and I'm able to move on. I think it's just that you know, people that I'm meeting, and I'm finding, you know, like I'm going to school and everything, and I'm doing okay. I'm kind of exhausted, but I just want to know: do you see things getting a little brighter for me? I mean, some days they seem bright. Is it the people around me, maybe that? I don't know if you can answer this.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Emotions are a function of our mind, not our heart. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to speak to my own life. 2 days ago, I bumped my head on a cactus, and it attacked me with thorns and lots of little tiny blonde thorns. And I needed help to get them out. And as I was walking back from where I had found somebody that could help me, because I can't hold a magnifying glass and tweezers at the same time, and by the way, I'm fine, but my point is that I could have allowed that to really mess with my day, and instead, I made a conscious choice and decided, no, this is not going to mess my whole day up. My day will follow my thought. So I'm going to have a really great day. And like you were talking about, you've had a lot of rain. Well,
yes.
I am a person that loves sunshine. But I live close enough to the coast that sometimes the sunshine doesn't get to me. The fog stays around. And I really have to look at that and see what opportunities does this give me while I'm in the house. And so I clean. I watch some television. I read a couple books, little ones, drank a lot of coffee, and 3 days later the rain was over, and it had been pretty torrential. But external forces provide you an opportunity for choice. So what I'd like you to do right now, because I'm going to help you to help yourself to snap out of it when you want to, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want you to feel comfortable in a private place to stomp your feet like you would when you were a child and your parents sent you to your bedroom. When you stomp your feet, you can set the intention of letting go of whatever you need to let go of. And if it's the mood you're in, then let it go. Because what you're doing is you're putting the energy back into the earth, and the earth is really good at transmuting that energy and using it for the highest good, or what we could say, it takes our energy, it washes it, it brings it forth in forests and other things that are positive. Then you may have to write this down. I want you to write three things you're grateful for. Can you tell me right now three things you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for my children. Grateful that I have a job.
Uh-huh.
And grateful that I have some kind of support around me.
Those are three great things to be grateful for. So here's something, and everybody can do this, but gratitude will lift your attitude. So if you take a pad of paper or even post-it notes that you can just fold the top over, and you get a jar, and you write down three things you're grateful for, and you're going to have, at the end of the year, a whole lot of things that you're grateful for. Now, for me, sometimes I'm grateful that I made it through the day. But other times, I can just make, you know, I don't, I want to make the list 10 things, not three. And deposit it in the jar. And then pick a date, like Thanksgiving or New Year's, a holiday that's down the road a bit, and see if you can get a couple of your friends to do this, or even create a gratitude jar at work if you're in a position to do that, and take that, and then you'll have the ability to play a game of gratitude at the end of the year or at Thanksgiving or any time you want to. You can pull out all of those things in the jar and read them off out loud.
And okay.
And you'll see how much you've accomplished in lifting your spirit. Does that make sense?
Yes. See, the thing of it with me today, you know, I wasn't in a very good mood. I was at work. I was finished my work, and with a friend, I kind of did something, like, said something that wasn't very nice, and it was stupid, and I made a real, kind of say, ass out of myself, and now I'm feeling, like, bad because of that.
Okay. Do you send to your superiors what you have done for them? Have you ever done that?
No.
Well, one of the things that I used to do was I kept track of everything I accomplished. And I would send my boss and this kind of disguises it, but I send my boss an email periodically that says, I want to thank you for inspiring me. I have accomplished this, and I wanted you to know that what I've accomplished is a positive reflection of our customers. And it's a way that I am able to contribute to the bottom line.
Okay.
Does that sound like something you could do?
Yes, it does.
Good. When you write that email, print it out. Do not send it the day you write it. Read it the next morning. Do your final edit and then send it. And make sure you keep a copy for yourself.
Okay, I will.
And oftentimes everybody, no matter what level they are, their job is to do their job well, but to also make, if it's a public company, stockholders feel good about it. And when you can manage upwards, you will get better results from the people that are managing their downline.
Okay.
And I already hear it in your voice that you're feeling a little better. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Great. So if you have any other questions for me or you want to talk, give me a call at 310-795-6575.
Okay. All right. And thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling in. And I wish you the best of days. From one walking barometer to another.
Okay, can I just ask you one thing real quick?
Of course.
Can I just ask you something real quick?
Yes.
Do you see my husband being okay, happy with his life right now?
How old is he?
He's 49. He'll be 50 in a couple weeks. His name's John.
Birthdays with zeros can be very difficult, or they can be astoundingly wonderful. Because we are living longer, he could be dealing with his own version of midlife crisis.
Oh, okay.
So don't take things too personally. And if you need to express something to him, here's the formula. When you do or say blank, I either use either of these words that are appropriate, I interpret that to mean, or I think blank, or I feel blank. Now, men are yang energy. They're chemically designed to be the hunters and the gatherers. They, you know, to bring in everything. And some guys just don't like their birthdays. Actually, that's not true. Some people don't like their birthdays. They assign a predetermined attitude as they approach their birthdays. And if he's turning 50, he's probably getting kicked. People, his guy friends are probably teasing him.
Okay.
So I would suggest that take 1 minute, and when you two are sitting quietly, not during the basketball playoffs, please.
we're separated, me and him. We're separated.
Oh, you're separated.
Yes.
Okay. Love yourself enough to do what you need to do.
Right.
And allow him to figure out what he wants in his life. And it's not a reflection. I had a 23-year successful marriage that I ended because it wasn't what I had anticipated going on wasn't going on. And I didn't find out until I was in a full body cast. So, don't take him personally. Let him go.
Okay.
Let him grow at his own rate right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. And have a blessed day, Donna.
Okay. Thank you. You also. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go to Amy in Florida.
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
I'm sorry, say it again.
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, thanks. My question today is my birthday's on the 15th of this month, and I just wondered what was coming up or messages or changes or...
So you're a fire child.
Mm-hmm.
Energetically, I'm not seeing anything particular coming up. Are you looking for am I getting a surprise party?
No. I mean, is there like a promotion or am I moving somewhere? Is there a new love for me?
Gotcha. Okay. You need to do more of what you love to do. And be flirty and open yourself up to the possibility of a new love. You need to stand in your power a little more. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, people at work take advantage of me.
Okay. Don't let them.
Yeah, it's easier just keep the peace.
Actually, if you're going to do what's easy, you may miss an opportunity to grow.
Well, that's what I was hoping to get a promotion.
Okay. Did you hear what I said to Donna about sending a attagirl email to her boss?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be promoted, promote yourself. In other words, be able to say, I've done this, 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 and this, and I look forward to making significant contributions to this company and would welcome the possibility of a promotion. And this is recorded so you can play it back and pick up what you heard or what you didn't hear.
Okay.
I do see that you are a very good communicator, but you keep your communication skills kind of close to there's energetically what I am seeing is clear blue at your throat, which tells me that you're a good communicator. And then I see connected between your heart and your root chakra is a very private feeling that you're not enough. Amy, you are enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did that help?
Yeah, you don't hear it often enough.
So write it or buy a magnet and stick it on your refrigerator. Or go online and search images that say I am enough. There'll be hundreds of choices.
Do you see a move coming up at all?
No, actually, I don't, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
And how about, I have some land in Arizona. Is that going to sell anytime soon?
A few months, at least.
Am I doing it the right way to sell it, or is there anything else I should be doing?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay.
I don't want to give you advice on speaking from hearsay. I really just don't know.
No, that's fine.
But
I don't want to say that then.
One of the things you can do. Is, do you have a real estate agent you're working with?
They don't list just land, so it's only on Craigslist.
Okay. You.
I've tried to contact realtors, and no one seems interested.
Okay. Have you? I would tell you to use more social media to get the message out, not just Craigslist.
Okay.
I would post the land opportunity on eBay. I would use Twitter. I am not a social media expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I would broaden where you are placing your advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tool called Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE.
Mm-hmm.
And Hootsuite allows you to create the post, select the social media sites you want it to go, the message to go on, and you can have it repeat. I mean, it will do the posting for you.
Okay, thank you.
That's kind of cool.
I'll try it.
Amy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Stay blessed.
Bye.
All right, thanks for your call, Amy. And she's already gone. So I'll hold my comments for later. Let's go to I'll hold my comments. South Carolina, Lucretia, is that correct?
Lakeisha.
Lakeisha, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Lakeisha?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Great. Well, I'm calling today to have a love reading done.
Did you say love?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am going to do something that I rarely do, and I'm going to get a card deck, and I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Doreen Virtue?
Yes, or, I use those myself.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, why don't... Since you... Do you have a deck handy?
Let's see. I think I do.
Why don't you grab it?
Okay. The Magical Messages?
No, not that one. Let me get a different deck.
And Angel Therapy.
Okay. Go ahead and take the Angel Therapy cards and just cut them and do a little bit of a shuffle, but don't change the direction of the card.
Okay.
And then spread them out in front of you. And you and I are going to do this together, okay?
Okay.
I do not have the cards in front of me. I did not take a deck out. So what I want you to do is I want you to go take your hand, and when it feels tingly in your hand or the temperature changes,
mm-hmm.
pull two cards.
Two cards?
Yeah, because I'm going to contribute the third.
Okay.
Have you pulled two cards?
Yes.
Okay. Keep them face down. Now will you please move your hand slowly across the deck, and when I say stop, pull that card, please. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Please start moving your hand across the cards. Stop. And pull that card.
Mm-hmm.
And turn the cards over.
Wow.
Tell me what you got.
Okay, I got the solar plexus chakra.
Uh-huh.
The mediumship and the sacral chakra.
Okay. I'll tell you what the two chakra cards that you got. Your solar plexus is
mm-hmm.
your will, your strength, your personal power. It's located above your belly button and below your heart.
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable are you with approaching a man?
I'd say 50-50. Like, I'm not, like, intimidated, and sometimes I'm, you know what, I keep my guard up a lot. Like, it's not that I'm scared, I just don't trust people like that. I don't trust people like that. So I keep my guard up a lot. So I allow them to approach me.
Okay. Do you remember how to flirt?
Once approached, yeah, I do, but just like flirting, just to be flirting, no, I don't do that.
Okay, so one, if you're somewhere doing what you love, and it's a group of people, or you go to a meetup event, or you go to something you enjoy,
mm-hmm.
and you check that room out. When you see somebody that you think it would be really nice if he approached me, get his attention subtly, smile. If you're at a bar, invite him to buy you a drink and have a conversation.
Okay.
This is very old-fashioned stuff I'm telling you. This is not new.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that the sacral chakra is about creativity. And and what I'm seeing energetically is that you're working very hard and you're not honoring your creativity. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think that may have something to do with school.
Okay, school can be intense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I'm trying to go back, and so I'm stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a very close girlfriend going through that. You need to introduce creativity into your world, and the easiest way to do it is to buy a coloring book from the grocery store, an adult coloring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I recently stopped sketching because I was picking up sketching and drawing again because I'm really good at it, but I recently just stopped doing it.
Okay, so that I know that brings you joy. Why did you stop?
I don't know, maybe because I just don't really have time because I work third shift and it's just like kids and my mind is just everywhere. I'm really not grounded at all. So,
okay.
My energy is everywhere.
Put your feet down on the ground, please. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine roots going from your heart, past your solar plexus, past your sacral center, past your root chakra, and down into your feet. Feel the energy go. Allow it to go past the top layer of the earth, past where hobbits and wizards live. Go farther down. Go all the way to the center of the earth. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Left-handed.
Okay. Allow your left leg to release. And it's very simple. Just say the words, I release and let go. And then, you don't have to do this right now on the radio. And then, I want you with your right leg to feel the energy coming back up. So your left leg is going down, the right leg is receiving, and I want you to say, I accept and receive, and whatever it is, and feel the energy coming up through your right leg all the way back to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, what we just did, you're grounded, so you can stop saying the words, I'm not grounded.
Okay.
Okay, you can let that go. But this is a meditation that you can do before you go to sleep. You can do at any time that you feel fuzzy energy around you. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then do this exercise for yourself.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to suggest to you, Amy, because Leticia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful name. The other thing I'd like to suggest to you is that you start keep it. This is so not spiritual. Get a little booklet, you know, the little,
mm-hmm.
And when you see a guy that you like, write his name down. Write his name down in that little booklet. Write where you saw him and the date. Because what you're what you are doing with this little booklet is creating you're manifesting the characteristics of the individuals that you want.
Okay. And the crazy thing of it is, I was wondering about this guy. His name's Eric. He's in my life or whatever. And that's the guy. We don't see each other, but we're really good friends. And so, but he's really guarded, and I didn't know what was going on with our connection or if it will ever be anything.
Have you asked him?
Not really. I mean, he's like in a weird space where he's like off and on with someone. So, but we're really good friends and stuff, and we keep in touch. We talk almost every day. But there's like a really huge age gap. Because he's 16 years older than I am. So I think, I don't know if that intimidates him a little bit.
He's older than you. He's not intimidated. If he has a lot of stuff going on in his life, write his name down. Write the characteristics that you like. But allow him to grow at his own pace.
True. Okay.
And in one of your conversations that you're having, ask the question, is it within the range of possibility that you think we might have a date?
Okay.
And the reason I say it that way, rather than coming straight out and professing anything, is because as a man, his role is to take charge. Now, he may be the type of guy that doesn't know how to do that. And if he's on and off with somebody else, then he hasn't found what he needs.
True. Yeah.
So as a friend, you can say to him, does that relationship really serve you? That's a good question to ask other people that are in loops, stuck in a loop. And to ask yourself, if you're uncomfortable with something, does this serve me?
Okay.
If you don't know how to retrieve the answer, it's very simple. Ask a yes or no question. Tap your heart 3 times. The first answer you get is the correct answer.
Okay.
And by the way, I just want to let you know that the cards you picked, no matter what deck you went to or use, the same result is going to happen. So don't spend money going in and getting a lot of readings. Just start using the cards for your best. And the third card that you chose was what? I forgot.
It was, the other two was mediumship and solar plexus.
Okay, mediumship. How often do you find yourself thinking, I'm right? I was right. Do you have
a lot of the time.
So, flashing light on your forehead? Does it feel like you have the words, I told you so, on your forehead, flashing?
Oh, sometimes.
Okay. If you want to go further with this conversation, you may give me a call at 310-795-6575.
Mm-hmm.
And to all the listeners, if you call me, leave a message with your phone number. I don't answer missed calls. And reference Journey into the Light, because I have a special that I do for Michael's listeners.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Are you complete with this?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay blessed.
Okay. Okay, thanks for your call. Okay, we want to bring in one final call here. We've got 8 minutes remaining, but this is a first-time caller to Journey into the Light. Probably pretty close to you, Julie. Let's bring in Bridget from the L.A. area.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing good. I just happened upon this show, and I guess there's no coincidence. But I had a question about an income stream. I have a possibility, an opportunity showing itself after a long dry spell of no income. So I'm wondering if this new opportunity will pan out.
Is it a multi-level marketing opportunity?
No, it's an opportunity to do a radio show.
Okay. Gosh, I love doing these radio shows. And they're very, very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
It requires to have a radio show, it requires, if you are using it as a vehicle to market yourself, it requires a lot of energy that you put into the show so that you're giving from a place not that it is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
Because every student, every one that wants to be with a healer finds the right people at the right time.
Right.
And also there's a thing called on the internet called web rings, WEBRINGS.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, do you have a website?
No. No, this person who has approached me to do the radio show is pretty set with PR marketing and whatnot. And so I don't really have to worry about any of that stuff. I'm just wondering if it's going to be a positive income stream for me or a launching pad to further opportunities.
It will complement your other opportunities.
Hmm.
It is a component of putting together a marketing plan. And if you'd like to talk further about this, call me. I actually have a lot of experience with bootstrapping my own business.
Okay.
And my number for your convenience is 310-795-6575. And my website is www.julieannconh.com.
dohn.com. Okay.
Okay. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Bridget.
You
Bridget,
too. Thank you, Michael.
Bridget, if you could hold the line a minute, I'd love to talk to you in the screening room, give you a couple pointers about radio and what I've learned over the 9 years. But, Julie, it's been great. Wow, that's a full hour of just call after call. That's really great.
It is. And, Michael, you and I should talk soon.
Okay. Just let me know.
I know this is a busy month for you, but maybe sometime after Easter.
Oh, I'm okay. Anytime, Julie. Anytime. So.
Okay.
There's no difference in time, but.
I have just one thing, if I may, Michael.
Sure.
To anybody out there that is interested in, that has their own website, and you have a book, or you have, you're constantly feeling like, I get this person. You see that a lot. Michael is a wonderful show host that will compliment. He has so many listeners that tune in to his different shows, and I would tell you to explore the conversations with Michael. And all of you want to be on this radio show, send Michael a Facebook message, a private message, because he's fantastic. And his show is a delight to do.
That's so nice of you to say, Julie.
That's the truth.
Thank you. Well, you've been here your second year. We've done a lot of shows together. But thank you for that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Where I am.
When you work from the heart and you treat people right, and you're just straight from your soul and your heart, and just good things happen, I think. So I've seen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for being who you are, Julie. You're just a really a beautiful soul. You just have such a just a willingness to help, you know. You would help anybody that's that. Like I always say, you have the essence of spirituality, which is love, and
thank you.
Use that all over. So that's great, beautiful. So thanks for. I'm trying to say, I just. You know, I speak from my heart. I might not be the most elegant. but anyway, you get what I'm saying. So
I do.
Thanks again, Julie. Send me a message and we'll talk.
Okay. I love you all. Have a really blessed day, and just let stress go down the drain in the shower.
Okay. That's a good way of putting it. All right. Take care, Julie.
Bye-bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. All right. And everybody else, we'll be back live here at 7 p.m. for 3 hours here this evening. Thanks for being here, everybody. Be blessed. Thanks again, Bonnie. And we'll see everybody in a little bit.